Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fuck it. Dang, $1 million lick, like, can't nobody tell me shit. Hey, diamonds in my necklace, BV, it's a scammy lip. Hey, I just dropped a brick so big, they got it off the lip. Hey, I can't lie, still love my baby mama. When she pissed me off, I'm on some pips, she bumpin' nearly dollar. Dodo and that Tony got me leaning. I can't fight the demons. Try to ride out solo in my Beamer, tryna fight the demons. Hey, got that blow from my Dominicano. Got my whole garage on Hojiato. Wooden leather in my El Dorado. I just got them BVS's flooded my Cubano. Diamonds in my necklace, BVS's got me lit. Ay, $1 million lick, I can't nobody tell me shit. Ay, I just got the brick so big they got it off the lip. Ay, $1 million lick, like can't nobody tell me shit. I can't lie, still get high on prescription. Sometimes I go weeks without no sleep, I'm in the fifth dimension. I just call the body Luca Brasi, he sleep with the fishes. Fuck the part is when I go to sleep, I see this nigga image. Billy Coop, I guess you niggas out the loop. Ay, your hoe was a layup, do myself for alley-oop. Ay, sir, that Tony Tony when a nigga had no loop. Ay, your hoe was a layup, do myself for alley-oop. Ay, got that blow from my Dominicano. Got my whole garage on Hojiato. Wooden leather in my El Dorado. I just got them BVS's flooded my Cubano. Diamonds in my necklace, BVS's got me lit. $1 million lick, like can't nobody tell me shit. Ay, I just got the brick so big they got it off the lip. Ay, $1 million lick, like can't nobody tell me shit.
Shy a little bit.
He started talking like right when I was getting ready to do the intro.
Oh shit, my fault.
He said, "What's kicking in?"
Oh, that shot.
That shot. That little.
Yeah, that shot. I mean, I feel it like, you know, what I'm
speaking
saying.
Speaking French.
Oh. Oui, oui.
Les shots.
Tony Parker.
Hey, y'all, some fools.
Ooh la la. Crème de la crème.
Crème de la.
Y'all boys starting off the episode.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Past the gray poupon.
Hey, what's wrong with y'all?
Hey, I'm still thinking of French words.
Petty? Petty? Saint Laurent.
Menage a trois.
Richard.
Della, what you want me to do?
Boris Diaw.
Boris Diaw.
It's Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert.
I'm not Tony Parker.
No, no, the whole kid.
I shoot trees. No.
Hey, yo, shout out to France. Never been. Would love to go. Seems like a lovely place.
It sure does. It definitely does. And, you know, they kicked off a shot or whatnot, man. And that was just to celebrate a post-birthday that happened on Tuesday. Shout out to my guy, AD Light, turning one good time for the 30th birthday.
30!
Yes, sir.
30.
Yes, sir.
I'm old-ass nigga. Hope your knees hurt.
Yes. Why are you wishing bad on me?
Nah, I've been hearing this before for 8 years. When I was 26. When I was 26.
Yeah.
Nigga was saying, "Oh, you old. Oh, you old." I was like, "Bro, I can't wait for this nigga to turn 30, dog." Nah, nigga, you old. You can't even say, "Oh, you old." We all here now.
But you older, so you still old.
Nah, once you hit 30, bro, it don't really matter no more. You just in your 30s.
You're
just in your 30s now. You're not, "Oh, you're 33.
Damn, I'm in my 30s.
See? That's all it is. Now, them little niggas, when you talk to them that's 24, 25, they gonna be like, "Damn, nigga, you old." Don't matter, bro. Welcome.
I'm in my 30s.
Yep.
Think about, damn, you look young.
I'm here.
But damn, you old.
I don't think I look 30.
No. They don't, care.
You don't look into me.
They don't care. You're still
look,
old.
I think I look like 28.
Once they know the number.
Yeah, once they know the number, they're going to just be like, damn, you look young, but damn, you old. That's going to always be a but.
It's okay. I'm here.
But yeah, it's all about how you feel, though.
And how was your birthday, man? How was your birthday? You enjoyed it? You had a good?
Yeah, I had a good time, you know. It was chill, you know, nothing too crazy. Nice. Town with fam, some friends.
Oh, I thought old baby took you out to dinner.
Nah.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Just
my
the
fault. Miscalculation.
Just the fam.
He said he emphasized that. Just the fam.
Letting you know, stop.
Family.
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
So quit asking. I'm not going to reveal my truth. Oh, man. I should have took that shot.
Why not?
No, I'm joking. I'm good.
Sucker.
But yeah, man, happy birthday to the homie AD Light, man. I'm glad it was good. Welcome to the 30th Club, G. And also, good people.
Bang them.
Welcome to episode 150 of the Rain and Chance podcast. I'm just going to throw that in there. I got to get that off real quick. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to y'all, man. We made it to a buck 50, dog.
Yes, sir.
Bang! Not many people can say they done something 150 times, man.
It's a lot.
Think about that, bro.
It's a lot. Big. I mean, what? 3 years plus? Uh-huh.
Yeah, 3 years plus.
That shit went by fast.
It really did.
Think about it. As of recent, we actually missed a few episodes.
That's what I'm saying, but
so
still.
We were supposed to be at 150 already.
True.
It is. Hey, better late than never.
For sure. But yeah, man, so shout out to all the supporters, man. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to the day zero listeners all the way up to day 150, man.
Yeah, shout out. We got Dilla here right now.
Hey.
Yeah, Dilla in the background. Double down, Dilla.
Double, triple D.
If y'all didn't remember, I don't remember that episode off the top of my head, unfortunately, but, you know, I'll link it in the description. I'm good for that part. I can make that happen. And he came here with a Brooklyn Nets hat on, letting us know what time it was.
I don't know what time that is, but all right.
This nigga ain't got no team.
Nah, I know, I'm just talking. But yeah, all right, let's see. So yeah. Let's go ahead and flip. That's a channel switch noise.
Yeah.
I'm good to drop one of them really quick. For no absolute reason, man. But all right, but fellas, how y'all doing, man? How y'all feeling, yo? Y'all doing okay?
Man.
Good.
Doing all right. Trying to stay warm. It's frigid out there.
Frigid.
Hey. Jack Frosting came and got us.
Sub-Zero waiting for us outside.
Yeah, that's I meant to put my what's the names up, but
that nigga Mr. Freeze out
Mr. Sub-Zero. Arnold Schwarzenegger. That nigga was painted blue.
That's exactly cool what I was thinking about Mr. Day, Freeze. Though. This nigga got a freeze gun. Yo, whack ass. Oh, you got a freeze gun.
Nah, he was tough though. Like that was like one of the first like super villains I remember. Like,
bro, big, this nigga like, is not Iceman, bro.
He was getting it off though. Man,
this nigga Iceman make ice slides, man. Come on, bro.
We ain't never getting no real.
That's a movie we need in Marvel. Iceman.
Him or Silver Surfer.
Yeah, they want to make this. Who that new joint they making?
Moon Knight.
Man. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell.
Yeah,
Moon
like
Knight
give
is.
Us somebody we actually know about. I never heard of no Moon Knight. I feel like Marvel now is just.
It was like, we can try anything now.
Yeah, like bro, like y'all, we got y'all so now we just gonna give y'all the characters that nobody gives a damn about.
Pick a name at the out the hat. Yeah. Moonlight. All right.
That nigga said,
"Hot, like, bro."
Hey, Andrew, that was nasty.
Like, bro, why do I want to see Marvel Batman?
Who?
Huh?
That's what I heard he's supposed to be like. The Marvel version.
Oh,
of
Marvel.
Batman.
I seen a little trailer.
Moonlight. That's a whack ass name.
Who are you?
Moonlight.
It's night, bro. Y'all gotta relax.
That nigga sound like
Apex. It's night?
Yeah. It's night.
Moon Knight?
Yeah.
Oh, we saying Moonlight?
Yes.
Moonlight, Moonlight. Nigga. It's not Batman. You see how they just quick into the Batman.
You saying Moonlight the whole time?
Yeah,
yes,
well, you were
saying,
yes.
I said Moonlight.
Yes.
I know that for sure. I know I'm waiting for that X-Men 97 show to come out.
Can't wait. I will activate my Disney Plus that moment.
I'm about to say, yeah, I don't even have Disney Plus, but yeah.
Yeah,
and the fact that they're using it? But they're making all new episodes.
Yeah.
With the old style animations and shit. I'm like,
And it's only like one voice actor that's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Because they passed.
Like, what? And I think it's going to pick up from where they left off, too.
Wait. Oh, they. Wait. Say this all again.
What?
This nigga here.
Mother, I'm looking at Moon Knight.
Nah, man. Hey, that's over, man. That's over.
Moon Knight is. Bro, yeah, why you pass that? This shit? Basically, they recreating the X-Men that we used to watch, you know, before school. On Fox Kids and shit in the morning.
So it's gonna be like new episodes?
Is they starting from where they left off and making new episodes.
What? That is crazy.
It's called X-Men 97.
Oh, that's nice.
And if you think about it, like, even if you remember that show, it won't even like no blood, guts, gore. It won't even like they were fighting.
Getting their ass
like
whooped.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like little Spartan watching that in the Spider-Man show in the morning.
Spider-Man and Amazing Friends? Which one are we talking? Come on, you talking to me?
Yo, y'all kids got it lame today, bro. Y'all don't have none of the dope ass cartoons.
Beautiful.
You good over there, bro? Oh, okay. I'm about to say, I thought
that was I had one of them jalapenos.
I thought you. That's what I'm saying. You ate something hot. Man, you know you don't eat no hot shit, bro.
Why you act like a mom?
Because I knew it was because he ate something. Because he was like over there, like he about to cry. He's like sniffling. Oh, I'm like, yo. Now, that's why I'm like, bro, you ain't so high. You like over there sweating and shit.
Come on, suffering silence.
Suffering succotash. You need some milk? Yeah, this nigga need some milk.
He said he a man. He good.
All right. Well, anyway, guys, moving on to sports. Seeing who we over here talking about X-Men and shit. Hey, we had a crazy wild card weekend.
Let's talk about it.
A lot of A lot of blowouts, though.
All the games, and even certain games that weren't blowouts at the end were blowouts at a point in time.
Yeah, they were closer than what they. I mean, they were not as close as they appeared.
Exactly.
So, but no. What was the first game? The
Bengals.
Bengals and Raiders.
Bengals and Raiders.
I actually missed that game. That's probably the only game I don't think I saw much of. But sounded like it was a pretty good one, close game. Probably one of the few. That was one of the close games.
Yeah. That game was 7 points. It was 19-26.
I didn't watch that game at all.
Yeah, I think I was taking a nap.
Oakland had a 2-minute drill.
Mm-hmm. Fucked it up.
Man. No, it was good.
Oh.
It was a battle, though. It wasn't like the Bengals. You know how sometimes like a team just folds in a 2-minute drill on defense?
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals don't like that. They was actually playing good, playing tough. They weren't like giving up the soft stuff. Like they was playing real defense. So it made it feel like a real playoff game. They weren't playing for like, let's just let them settle for a field goal. They was like, no, we are going to stop them. Bruh, Derek Carr threw a pass to Waller on fourth down. Waller caught it like on his bicep. Crazy.
Damn.
They caught it. They fell. They ain't had no timeout. So there was like 3 shots in the end zone. Derek Carr threw an interception in the end zone. GG's in the chat.
They was trying.
They did. It was like fourth and something. And they went for it. I just didn't like that he threw it to him. And, like, he was, like, triple coverage. Like, mm-hmm. He was never open. Like, it was just a bad throw to me. Like, even though they were trying, it was just a bad throw.
Forced it.
Like, 3 people were around him. You could at least lobbed it to the back of the end zone or something. Like, made a catch some kind of. It was, like, in the front of the end zone. One person was in front of him, and 2 were behind him.
Damn.
A.K.A., you're not catching the ball. Like, if I'm going to throw it to anybody in, like, triple or double coverage, I'm getting Waller. I'm going to go get the big dog. Or Renfro or something. I'm going to go get.
Oh, triple coverage. I'm Waller.
Come on.
He's 6'5". Like.
Anywho, but that was the first game. So it ended really. It was. I didn't see the beginning. Like I said, I really watched the fourth quarter. But it ended solid, though.
I don't remember what game.
It was another AFC.
Patriots?
Nah.
No, they played on Sunday. Like, they played on Sunday.
Patriots was like 4-15.
Oh, bro, I have my brain for
it. Won't y'all.
We played on Sunday.
Yeah.
Was it the Chiefs?
Nah, that was Sunday.
Yeah, that was Sunday, too. I don't know why I can't remember the half of the fucking AFC team.
It was the Patriots.
I feel like it was the Patriots.
They had the night game?
Yeah.
Oh, against the Bills.
Yeah.
Bills smacked them.
I thought that was Sunday night.
Nah, that was Patriots. I mean, that was on Sunday.
Was Chiefs and Steelers?
No, we were 4:30.
That was 4.
Chiefs and the Steelers was Sunday?
Was Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So, yeah, the Bills and Patriots, that was a blowout. Patriots got their ass stomped.
Hey.
Josh Allen went crazy.
Hey. I was so happy. I knew them Patriots was phony. I only said I was walking back my statement just to make y'all think I wasn't rooting against y'all. Get y'all phonies. Oh, I was so happy. Continue, Javon.
I didn't even think. Honestly, I knew the Patriots wasn't going to go too far. I'm like, I knew they were good enough just to get the playoffs.
They got smoked. They ain't belong.
Like four or five weeks ago, they was number one and they was talking heavy. They went to number six and got humbled. You love to see it.
I'm like, bro, their team ain't that good. I mean, y'all pretty good, but y'all team ain't. That shit ain't mean nothing.
It was a nice experience, though, for Mac Jones, though.
Yeah, it's like, of course. That shit is a great experience for him.
100%. Go to the playoffs your first year.
Start the whole season. That's probably really what's more important for him to fuck the playoff shit.
Nah, this, I got my quarterback, Tom Brady 2.0.
We'll see about that.
He got some work to do, but that's
yeah.
His
I
mind,
get what you're saying. That's what Belichick is
play
thinking.
Style. His play style, yeah.
But I don't know about him.
But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He ain't got Tom Brady arm.
He ain't got no arm like that. Not the arm you need.
He got
like, with the power
in the cold.
He does. He's got to work. If he wants it, he can get there. He's gonna have the coaching staff in place for him to be able to become whatever quarterback he wants.
He might be definitely. We'll see if he improve.
But it's gonna be for him mental thing. Does he want to get better like that? Is he a gym rat? Like, you know, it just all depends on who you are. What's your mentality?
Yeah.
Because some people are naturally gifted at it, so they don't work on their skills until a little later in their career. Compared to early on, you know you have to do that. But if you don't want to develop, you never will. I don't know. What was the next game?
So I think the next game was
1 o'clock.
Bucks and Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Blowout.
Snooze fest.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts was hurt. He didn't really look that great out there. Bucks just, they handle business, basically. Yeah. Like, nobody really expected them to lose that game.
The only thing I want to say is I know the score is lopsided, but the defense did not lose them that game. I watched the whole game.
No.
My mom's an Eagles fan, so I was legit at her house watching the game from start to finish.
It's their offense just couldn't do nothing.
It was just bad. And then Rager dropping. They finally had a little bit of momentum, and then he drops that punt. And it was over. Mm-hmm. After that is when the Eagles got crushed after that. It was 17-0, but Jalen Hurts threw an interception in the end zone. It was like, God dang.
Damn.
The Eagles still three and out to puck, so they were gonna be in good field position. They're gonna be like maybe on the 40 or something. So they're gonna be close to midway. It is what it is. But the defense didn't lose them the game. That's all I was saying. The defense was actually doing what they were supposed to. The offense couldn't get a first down.
Yeah, the offense, they were struggling the whole game. Like, honestly. And after a while, your defense is going to end up getting tired.
One of the teams I needed to lose. I don't like Eagle fans like that, so. It was quiet. Yeah, I just don't care for them. Their fans are annoying. The Eagles, I'm not mad at the Eagles, but their fans, annoying. Some of them.
Yeah, they only came outside when Rager dropped that punt and he dropped a catch. Boy, it was like Nelson Aguilar all over again.
Nelson Aguilar.
I'm telling you, it was.
That boy used to have a dropsies.
Okay, we had another game up next.
The real game. The game of the weekend. Cowboys and Niners.
It was a good game.
Let's go Niners, boy. Hey, everybody picking the Cowboys. Told y'all. If they don't stop that run game, it's going to be easy peasy. If Jimmy don't fuck it up,
almost
it's going to be.
He almost dead.
He gave him life. You see, they ain't start coming back till Jimmy inevitably let him in the game.
He threw that pick.
Stupid-ass pick. I digress. We won the game. Defense played phenomenal.
Without Bosa in the second half.
Without Bosa. Hey, Bosa, he practiced today, too.
I was looking forward to play.
We're going to get there. We're going to get to predictions. But Bosa, he's looking on track to play. Fred Warner, he's looking like he's on track to play, too. So, you know.
Fred Warner's going to be important.
Yeah, but no, fuck that. Fuck the future. What are you talking about? The game.
Go off.
Hey, I won't even talk a bunch of stuff about, you know, the Cowboys and everything. You're my supervisor here, Cowboy fan. We won't even talking too much trash. But I told him, I was like, y'all better stop Debo, and y'all better not let us run the ball. They didn't either. One game. Won the game. That's all I have to say. Go Niners.
I'm so glad y'all won.
I think literally the whole country was like, hey, Niners, I kind of hope y'all – I don't think y'all might win, but I hope y'all beat them because nobody likes the Cowboys. Like, even, like, people that want Cowboy fans in my job, like, yo, y'all need to beat them. Like, I'm like, dang, it's like that. Like, everybody's rooting for us.
If they fans wasn't –
if they would have beat us, they would have definitely been talking this shit.
Oh.
I know that.
They still be talking. I can hear them now. I'm so glad they lost.
They quiet,
too. Timeline quieter.
Fam, I haven't heard a Cowboy fan say nothing. I mean,
oh, no, it's
really
quiet.
Saying, but still, it's like they ain't really saying
anything. What are they going to – what do they have to
That's
say?
That's what I'm saying. Zip it. So yeah,
love to see.
Love to see. Hey, you love to see. I had to express myself a little bit on that, but on to the next. Pittsburgh Chiefs, another snooze fest.
You know what, man? Yeah, because I was watching that game up until, like, what, the middle of the second quarter or something like that when it was only 7-0 because of T.J. Watt. Hey, bro, I stopped watching that game.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not using my Sunday night to watch this.
It's like I was watching it but not watching it because I could just tell, like, it was getting out of hand, low-key. So I kind of just left it alone, like.
We all right, Della?
Yeah, is it sticking?
Continue.
I'm like, yo, hold on.
Wrap it up.
Turn it up.
All right, yeah, that was episode 150.
Appreciate all you good people tuning in, listening.
Nah, but yeah, that was a snooze fest, man. I mean, if you're a Steelers fan, I know you hate to see it, but I'm pretty sure y'all was kind of preparing for
it. If you're a Chiefs fan, you kind of liking that your team is playing how they're supposed to be playing.
Who they got to go up against? The Bills, right?
Bills.
Yeah, that should be a good one.
So, on to predictions.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Monday game.
Oh, forgot about the Monday game. See? I'm thinking about this normal schedule.
Good old right. Monday.
Thanks for reminding us. Monday game.
GG's in the chat.
Snooze fest.
Embarrassing. An embarrassment.
If you're a Rams fan, that was great TV for you.
I thought it might be a little closer than that, especially with it being a divisional game.
Kyler ain't do shit.
Kyler looked horrible.
They ain't got Hopkins neither, though. That hurts.
But, bro, they've been horrible since their bye week.
When was their bye week?
Like week 12.
Yeah, Hopkins ain't played since.
One player shouldn't affect your team that fucking bad.
Shouldn't, bro. But Kyler ain't healthy either.
Yeah.
So it's like with him and
they
ain't
no run game.
Zero.
Their run game is nasty. Like,
see, it was cool with David Johnson at first. He was actually running the ball pretty
good. Is James Conner there? Ain't he up there?
Yeah. I mean, he get a lot of touchdowns, but like he only had like 800 yards this year. But he's a touchdown.
Yeah, I know
machine.
He ain't like the your number. He shouldn't be your number one.
Yeah, he had like 800 yards, and like 14 touchdowns. Like he was going crazy in the end zone, like red zone threat. But I don't know. But honestly, they still didn't. They just haven't looked good. I would say since like about the last 6-7 weeks. Like their record before their bye week was 8-2 or 9-2.
Yeah.
And after their bye week, they were 2-6. I mean,
yeah,
2-4.
That's what it is. Because that's exactly when Hopkins got hurt. That was the image I'm looking at right now. And you're right. That shouldn't affect them that much.
Now, I'm not saying you're not going to miss Hopkins, but damn, like,
but they,
you still got A.J. Green. You still got Christian Kirk. You still got some decent receivers on your team that where y'all should still be able to do something.
I will say Odell's looking all right, though, out there.
He is.
He's still not looking like Odell, but he, like, red zone-wise, like, he killing them in the red zone.
Yeah,
like,
he's a touchdown machine right now.
I know Cooper happy. He got a nice little compliment, even though he had, what's his name before?
Robert Woods.
Hurt. But
Robert Woods, I like Robert Woods, though.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, like, he's.
Robert Woods will go off one night on your head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he had a random moments where, like, both of them have over 100 yards and shit. Like, because I think the last two seasons before he got hurt, he had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. So, like, he'd be doing this thing. But just to think, if they had him and OBJ, but they probably would never get OBJ if he don't get hurt. So
no,
like,
he did. Remember, he got hurt.
He got hurt the same weekend. Yeah, the same week. That's right. That's what it was.
It was gonna be all three of them, and it actually worked out.
Just remember, Ramsey came in there was like, "Yo, does Odell fit in this receiver group?"
Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, so you're right.
He tore his joint that same weekend.
I was like, "Yeah, nah, I'm joking. I don't want nobody to get hurt, but I'm still like, man, I don't want to see all three of y'all niggas."
You never do.
Am I say all three?
All three of y'all.
Yeah, two of y'all cool. Three. I don't know.
Keep it.
Unfortunately, you probably won't be able to see him this year, though, with, you know, that lineup.
Hey, don't hold your breath.
I'm just saying.
Don't hold your breath.
We're talking about predictions.
Is it time for predictions now?
It's that time?
He can't wait. Look at that boy. He cannot wait.
Let's go in order, though. Like, let's
order. I like this. I like this energy.
They must got the Sunday night game.
We do. We got a Saturday night game.
Ooh.
La la.
Ooh. Damn, the defeat going to stick the whole weekend.
This nigga laugh like Harry from Home Alone. Like,
I ain't hear what he said. That's
nigga was tapping the damn knob. But no, the first thing that come on Saturday is the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Tennessee Titans. I feel like it's a great matchup.
That's gonna be a good game.
Derrick Henry back.
Yeah, he said he responded well after pads or contact. Excuse me, padded practice.
It's a different team now. This is a scary team with Derrick Henry back in that lineup.
But they ain't seen Cincinnati with Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow going bonkers out there.
Facts.
So I feel like it's gonna, honestly, I feel like this might be one of the closest games of the whole.
That might be game of the weekend.
Yeah. What's y'all your final score for this game?
I'm going to go
27-33.
Interesting score.
I'm going 27-24 Titans.
Yeah, I'm in favor of the Titans.
I'm going to go 31-28 Bengals.
Dylan?
27-13 Bengals.
Okay.
Woo, he's basically saying this ain't going to be close. Okay, I like that. Yeah, I can agree with that. Tannehill,
they're playing in Tennessee, though.
Yeah, Dylan said Tannehill not going to be doing enough, but Tannehill hasn't played as good this year as he played the last 2 years, so he is going to have to step his game up.
But let's not forget that they ain't the number one seed. The biggest thing about the Titans, in my opinion, is they know how to win.
True.
Now, they don't win flashy. Ain't the most, like the Bengals, when they win, they can put 50 points on you, just feel like. But with the Titans, like, they'll come back. True. Titans will be down 7, be down 10, and
they win by 3. They win teams down. That's what it is, because you'll see games where Derrick Henry will have 40 yards in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden, by the end of the game, he has 160. And you're like, when did this even happen?
But you got to look at that. They ain't had that this year, though.
Yeah,
and they still the number ones. They still figuring out. So now you insert that person, and you're
100%. Well, AJ Brown got healthy too. He was kind of like banged up early on. And that's when Derrick Henry was going crazy. And then Derrick Henry got hurt, and that's when he started getting more healthy. So
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's gonna be a good game though.
Definitely,
for sure.
Game two. Woo. Prime time.
He can't wait for that.
Prime time. Yeah, because I love whooping the Packers' ass. But I didn't say we're going to pass, but I said I just like doing it. So this is going to be a good game. Hey, I seen that the weather is supposed to be 12 degrees. Feel like 8 in Lambeau. So it's going to be a cold. Woo.
That's a throwback game right there.
Yeah. Last time I seen it that cold when we played them was when back in 2013 or 14 when we had Cap and we played them for a wild card, and it was like, I don't know if it was as cold, but it probably was as cold or like maybe colder. And I remember my man Cap came out there with no sleeves on, you know what I'm saying? Got him out of here, you know. Went to the division, did our thing, but yeah, it's going to be a game. I feel like it's going to be close. I feel like we're going to win though, but I think it's going to be a close game. I can't wait to watch it.
It's going
to
be a good one.
I got to figure out what jersey I'm going to wear.
Oh, my gosh.
I got one
for you to wear. Thrizzle.
Oh, they definitely getting smacked. 34-3.
Over before it started?
Well, we getting our ass sent right out of Lambeau. But, yeah, I think I'm going to wear the Cap jersey. Yeah, I got to wear the Cap jersey, man. Cap played a good – he destroyed the Packers.
I was about to say, that was his coming out part. He not really his coming out part.
He kind of destroyed them, like, every time he played them, honestly. Like, they couldn't stop Cap. That running was too much for him. But final score for me.
Yappity, yap, yap.
28-21, Niners. I say 28-24, Niners. 28-24, Niners.
I got 27-20, Packers. Matter of fact, no. 31-20.
Yeah, right.
I got 21-17 Packers. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game.
Cold.
I don't think it's going to be high scoring. I would love for it to be high scoring, but I just don't see it. But I think it's going to be like, it's going to go to the wire. Like, one of them are going to have the ball at the end to win the game.
That's what happened early in the year.
It's like whoever get the ball last.
Then y'all missed the field goal or something?
No, they got the ball last. We went ahead, and then they went ahead because they kicked the field goal then.
Della, who you got?
26-23 Packers.
Javon gonna give us hell if they win. I'm going to start a whole group message.
I've already been seeing on social media. Like, I've only seen, like, two people pick us to win. Like, damn near everybody picking us losing. That's literally what happened last week. That's all what happened, so.
My thing. That's, oh, I can see that. That's yeah. what I said. I don't. That's why I don't think it's going
to
happen.
I know
we're
not
going
to get smacked. Come on, man. I know that.
I'm picking the Packers. I picked the Packers and Bills. So, I'm rolling with.
You're going with your picks.
I'm going with my pick, baby. I'm rolling. I'm trying to get there. Anyways.
I got
to
be a homer anyway. It's my team, so.
Yeah, of course.
If you didn't, I would be confused.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to be real with yourself.
Never. But this ain't one of them opponents. It'd be different if we playing the Bucks or something. I was like, bro, it's the Packers. Like,
you feel confident.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying we can't lose because we lost them early in the year. But in the playoffs, the last couple of times we didn't play them, it ain't really been too much to worry about. That's all I'm gonna say.
I've had home field advantage maybe a few of those times.
We hit twice, but they had it one time in Lambeau, like I said, and it was cold as a bitch, and we still beat them. So we showed we could go in there and beat them in their house too. And if they want to play in their house, that mean they gotta win more. What the fuck?
We'll see Saturday.
We will. Hey, I'm waiting. Can't wait, like my man Bart Scott said.
So now he went from waiting to can't wait. Pick one.
On to the next one.
Yo, stupid, man. All
right, so what's Sunday next? At 3. Got L.A. Rams versus Tampa Bay Bucks. Bucks at home. I feel like it's going to be another close one. I think if I had to say, I think I'm going to go – I'm going to go 31-28 Bucks.
I got 31-27 Rams.
I'm going, shoot, I don't know for real, for real. I think I'm going to go 34-32 Rams. I think it's going to be slow at first, and I think it's going to pick up at the end.
Interesting.
Della, you know you up.
33-24
Rams.
Okay. 33-24.
Ooh. Bucks line's not good right now. I forgot about that. Yep, that right tackle is out of here. The center got a core zone shot, and it's back there in the middle of the Eagle game, but the right tackle, he is gone. You saw his whole ankle give out on him on a play.
His backup is not. It's questionable, too.
Oh, GG's. Sound like barbecue chicken to me. Aaron Donald licking his lips. Oh, what?
Aaron Donald licking his lips. They just need Daniel Brunskill. He ain't going to do shit. That's just me talking shit against the Rams. But he really don't be doing shit whenever he plays.
For real?
Dead ass. Like, it's like a running joke now. Like, Daniel Brunskill's not even that good. But for some reason, when him and he faced up against Aaron Donald, like, Aaron Donald don't get sacks. Like, for some reason, like, it's just weird.
Oh, cosigner. Okay.
It's real. Like, they even brought it up and everything. Like, that shit is mad weird, though. Like, he's, like, literally, like, on Madden, he'd probably be, like, a 73 rated offensive lineman. But against Aaron Donald, he's elite. That's, like, literally.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Weirdest shit I've ever seen.
How you figure out Aaron Donald, but don't figure out everybody else?
Hey, man. It's like when Shaq said he couldn't, was Michael Doliak used to give him problems. Like, who the fuck is Michael Doliak?
That's nasty.
But it just be certain players that I guess you don't know their game for real.
This is true. Yeah. This is true.
And it'd be a player that, like, he not even hit a bum for real, but it's like, bro, this nigga be fucking me up.
Offensive lineman probably be talking so much shit that we don't know about.
But, so, last but not least, got the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Buffalo Bills. Great matchup. Seemed like, I don't know why.
All these matchups are fire.
These divisional round matchups are really good. I feel like it's going to be way less blowouts. I feel like every game is going to probably be 10 like points or less.
Same conference teams. I mean, same division teams either, I don't think.
Nah. Everything is different. So, it's definitely going to be a nice – this is going to be a good weekend, man. I got to watch all these games, bro. Like, for real.
I'm going to miss I'm going to miss the Rams-Bucks game.
You going to be working?
Yeah.
When? Friday or Saturday? Saturday. Sunday. Man, we'd probably be close. If the snow come like it's supposed to, we'd be close.
You would think so.
Right, y'all be close.
I'm hopeful.
We'll see.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of them situations. I'm hopeful. That's why, and you notice I said I'm going to be good for Saturday. I'm not expecting to work Saturday.
Good shit.
So I'm not even thinking about Saturday. Sunday.
Yeah, you just wake up and you just see white. I'm like, damn,
that's
okay.
The best feeling, bro. You remember waking up for school?
Yeah. Oh.
All of a sudden, like, you see that white outside, you like.
You can tell, like, he was like, I got 2 days.
You would adjust it.
Yeah.
And don't let it come on a Wednesday.
I'd be like, oh, well.
Because you know you out for the rest of the week.
I'm about to watch all the cartoons I don't ever get to see.
Play the video games.
Get back to these scores. I'm sorry. We were over here being old niggas.
That's what happened when you hit 30.
Yeah, you just start reminiscing about childhood a lot and shit. But, yeah.
Reel us back in.
Yeah. Damn.
So, I got Chiefs.
Oh, so you think it's gonna be high scoring joint?
Yeah.
I'm going. I'm going. Dang, it's hard. 37-31 Buffalo.
I'm going 27-17 Buffalo.
31-30 Bills. Stephon Diggs, 107
and TD. 31-30 Bills. I think I ran a little parlay over here.
You said Stephon Diggs, how much? One what?
107.
And 107 and a TD.
And a tutty. And a tutty? That's interesting.
And I'm the only one that picked.
You're the only one that picked Chiefs.
Some tell me they're going to go back three times in a row.
I mean, have a feeling. It's possible.
That's a nice little story they painting right there. But that nigga gonna get put on lock. You hearing it now.
Stephon Diggs getting put on lock?
He gonna have 6 catches for 82 yards and a touchdown.
That ain't no lock.
I mean, but it ain't 100 plus yards.
107 and 82. 25 yard difference.
All right, that ain't locked, but he ain't going to have a monster game.
There you go, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just.
No, man, nah, he ain't going to. Let me take that back. He ain't going to get put on live. I was just talking shit. But he ain't going to have a monster game, though. He's going to have an okay game.
Okay, I can feel that.
Like I said, that's a nice little story they painting with him standing there watching them. I ain't see that shit until last week. Where that video was at all year.
It won't at the top of Black Twitter. That's what happened.
Yeah.
We ain't find it yet.
It won't enough jokes for it.
There you go.
Cause you know we gonna get our jokes off.
If it's one thing.
They ain't gonna get the jokes off. But I guess it's the end of football.
Well, I did wanna make sure that we say prayers to Buda Baker though.
Oh yeah.
He had a rough injury. Spinal neck area, or whatnot.
Spinal.
Yeah, trying to take a tackle or whatnot. But he got stretched off the field and everything. But all his vitals sound good. He was able to move. He was able to send out a tweet. So, you know, he's doing better as of now. But definitely want to just continue for prayers for him, just for him to have a speedy recovery or whatnot.
And shout out to Ben Roethlisberger retiring last season. Great player. I'm not the biggest Ben Roethlisberger fan, but you know I can't appreciate good football. So shout out to him, I guess, for retiring. Nothing from y'all. Okay.
Shout out to Big Ben.
Shout out to Santonio Holmes. All right,
Santonio. That's a nasty man.
Relax. And then we had two people in the NFL world that got fined as well. Dak Prescott got fined $25,000 for his comments about the refs after they complained about the spotting thing so that Dallas couldn't get that last playoff. And the fans start throwing trash down at the field for the refs. Dak said, you know, I forgot what exactly he said, but he was in favor of them throwing trash
something
at the refs.
They deserved it or something. Like
yeah.
Nigga.
Then he walked them back, and then
they still find. As soon as he walked them back, they found him. I would have still kept the same. I would come back out and say, I take that back. I still feel the same.
And the reason why Cowboys fans aren't complaining anymore about the spotting of the ball is because they tried to line up 5 yards ahead of where they actually were. If y'all notice, though, they run up to that certain spot and the ref grabs the ball to bring it back. If they would have just lined up where they were supposed to, they could have got their playoff.
Bro, y'all lost, bro.
Yep. Simple.
And y'all have 14 penalties. It won't because the refs was calling bad.
There you go.
Yo, y'all was being undisciplined and fucking shit up.
I don't think they get that last.
You lead the league in penalties. What do you expect in the playoffs? Anyways. And then Bruce Arians got fired for smacking my guy in the back of the helmet.
Nigga MJ'd him.
Yes, he got monked. I'm going to call that from now on, yo. Hey, you getting monked.
Nah, but the way he kind of did it was just like, I ain't like it.
Yeah, you got a point.
It's kind of just
it was
like
a different way.
Him showing his, like, hierarchy. Like, it's a white guy doing it to a black guy. Like, kind of like, because if it was the other way around, nigga would be off the team. The coach can do it, and he's still good.
100%.
So I don't like that shit.
All right, that's all I got for football. Easy bring us what we got for hooping.
It's not a whole lot going on. I think Adrian, he mentioned earlier off mic something about NBA trade rumors going around.
Oh yeah.
I really haven't been keeping up too much with it, but
Sixers is trying to get Ben out of there, so a lot of teams are throwing out some trade possibilities. I'm hearing Tobias Harris's name sometimes in the mix. Tyrell.
Yeah, I think the Kings said Buddy Hield. Couldn't remember the other two players. Two first-round picks for Tobias, Ben, and Tyrell. I say, yo. And then they said the Sixers never responded. A.K.A. keep it.
Keep it.
I think Tobias Harris was one of the ones getting shipped on that one, too.
Yeah. Because I was talking to Spy. He said they added him for trade rumors so they could get some kind of spark back. Since the Ben Simmons thing died down, you throw Tobias out there and then you at least get people fielding calls again. Or at least people seeing how serious you are. Then we had a three-team trade or whatnot between Denver, Boston, and the Spurs. And Hermann Gomez or whatnot went to the Spurs. Forbes went to the Nuggets. And Bobo and PJ went to the Celtics.
Did we talk about what's my man from the Hawks? You on the Knicks now. Did we talk about
I don't think so.
Oh, Cam Reddish?
Yeah, Cam Reddish.
I feel like we mentioned it last week.
Who did you get traded for? Did we record last week?
We did. I didn't remember if we talked about it, though.
I think we did, because
we were talking about Duke and him playing with RJ Barrett, I think. I think so.
I don't remember that.
I don't know.
I talked to somebody about it.
I thought we might have, but who knows?
Okay, cool.
Whatever. He's not news.
He's not news.
Cam Reddish. I know you a Dookie head, so.
He ain't say nothing, so yeah, I heard that. Okay.
Well, anyway, off of the rumors, I know Lonzo just had a meeting. I'm sorry, Jordan.
Leave us alone.
Hey, man.
Lonzo out for a couple weeks.
It was two months?
Yeah,
it's a slight tear in his meniscus. Yeah. He got a surgery. He's out 2 months.
Damn.
So he's out. Levine's out.
That's rough.
What a knee injury. Derrick Jones Jr. is out. Knee injury.
I got Caruso back.
Love to see it. Boy, did we need that win.
Damn. I mean, but Kobe White's playing good.
Thankfully.
Yeah, he has.
What's the name playing good? Ayo. Or Ayo.
Hey,
is
relax.
Ayo?
Relax. Ayo. Relax. That's my guy.
I like him.
We feel like you frying him low key, man.
Nah, he kind of do a little like Donnie Womack.
What?
AD just sent me random pictures of him frying him up. I don't like it.
Nigga say he like Donnie Womack.
You know what I'm saying, man?
That's a funny.
He just, you know, he just raised the banner. You know what I'm saying? At Illinois, you know.
Respect.
Nah, I'm just messing with you though. But nah, they playing well. Bulls still number one in the East, even though we lost three games in a row. That at least shows that we were the team we were supposed to be when we were fully healthy. But we lost a couple of rough ones. But we beat the Cavs, Ajulani. And, you know, so we still, we tied at the top right now with the Heat. I don't know. It's all good. I'm just ready to get healthy again. It was fun watching. It's fun watching a team at full strength. It's not as fun. You know, when I knew it was COVID, it was cool because I know no matter what, they will be back. But when you got, you know, TBD or you don't know when they coming back, you're just like, ugh. But.
Sound like Push right there.
Ugh. I did a little better. I can't do it, but I would have tried to do it a little better. Appreciate it.
I mean, it wasn't. I mean, but you won't try. Yeah. See, that's the thing.
Thanks. Yeah. Good point.
But
2 points.
One of the things that's been talked about, at least most recently, is Russ got benched last night.
He did?
Really?
Like the final 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
Did y'all win?
No.
Oh, damn.
And he benched the Pacers.
Yeah. Oh, that's when the tweet, when the guy after the game, he was.
Yeah.
So
they they trying to figure out now. You know, of course, you know, the media blowing it up. You know, trying to figure out, like, what's this mean for Russ? Is they, you know, the trade rumors been popping up for him, too, a little bit, because, like, they seeing we keep losing and shit. And
Melo ain't going nowhere. If anybody's getting traded, AD ain't going nowhere.
Russ not going nowhere.
That contract's huge.
He can't, like, his contract is way too hard to move.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to move during the middle of the season, unless you just one of those teams where you just ain't got shit to lose.
But they ain't getting nothing back.
The only way that shit would work, bro, is if, like, they swapped him on John Wall. But he's not going back to Houston, bro.
Oh, yeah. That contract, dang, that will work, though.
Yeah. They have, I've seen that. But
I think I have seen it, but I'm like, man, that shit ain't about to happen, bro.
Him and Eric Gordon together? Him and Eric Gordon together? Eric Gordon and John Wall to L.A. for Russ and somebody.
Let's be Russ.
Because don't forget, John Wall contract high as hell, too.
That's what I was saying. I thought.
Yeah, those two match up. That was just
so, but Eric Gordon, they got to move somebody probably for Eric Gordon.
THT.
No, what's the name? Avery Bradley.
That's somebody. Yeah, that would be a good shooter, though. That's a great point.
Even starting right now?
Who?
Avery Bradley.
Veteran.
Man, they should have kept letting Malik Monk start because he was playing pretty good when he was starting.
He started playing better, man. I was happy.
He young. He got fresh legs. His jumper been good. Like, he been knocking down threes. I don't know. That team's a shit show. Everything that we said in the beginning of the year or that I said at the end of the year.
Lake show, is, the shit show?
Is, yes. Everything that we've been, I said early in the year that was going to happen is literally happening. They're old. They don't play no defense. Bad fit.
That's the main thing is those men in effort. Old, don't play no defense, and effort.
Yeah. Emphasis on the effort.
Like, LeBron should be chewing these niggas out the
whole
game.
He don't be doing shit either.
Yeah, but.
You can't chew niggas out if you ain't. That's my point. You can't chew niggas out if you ain't doing shit besides scoring.
That's what it needs to get to. LeBron putting in more effort and chewing these niggas out who ain't putting up no effort.
Like, everybody just look at LeBron because he averaging 35, 8, and 8, but then 35? This nigga don't – he want to play – we got him playing center, but he don't even set picks good.
Because he ain't used to it.
Because he ain't out of center.
Yeah.
Everybody keep – oh, LeBron can play 5%. No, he can't.
He don't want to either. He just
He's not a center. LeBron can play center. No, he can't. He's not a center, bro.
He's just labeled in the position. He's not playing center.
He's a versatile ass player. That's what he is. But he's not a center.
If he played like a center, he could probably do decent.
Yeah, but you know why you would play like a center? Because you are one. He's not Joel Embiid. He's not fucking Karl Anthony Towns.
Jokic.
He's not Jokic. He's not a center, man.
Yeah, he shouldn't be
that. It's plain and simple. LeBron is not a center. He's a small ball, decent small ball center. But LeBron, like you said, is not used to playing that role. So he don't do the shit like Draymond would do.
That's what I'm saying. So somebody like a Draymond plays more like a big versus LeBron.
Yeah, because he's used to playing in that role of like a big man kind of like.
But I'm saying like
background of directing people and
LeBron could do what Draymond does.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. He could.
Yeah, if he wanted to, but he's not going to.
Yeah. Because he's trying to get that damn scoring title. Bro, he already know he's not winning this year. So what else would he be playing?
That's just another little accolade to put. Think about it, dog. Talk about his career.
Think about it. This man averaging all these damn points and shit, and we still losing. He don't care no more.
Because Jordan was getting scoring titles when he was.
But he was winning. He was getting MVPs and shit. You not LeBron about to come out here and average 30 points, and we not going to make the playoffs. Or we going to barely make the playoffs.
Averaging 30 and not making the playoffs is going to be nasty.
And it looks worse because we actually have, like, other star players on our team. It'd be one thing, like, we ain't had no stars on the team. He was doing all this shit. But it's like, bro, you got – even though they're old and washed, but you got Melo, you got Russell, you got AD, even though AD's hurt. What?
After that fourth chip, LeBron don't care no more.
Bro,
yeah, he won. Dilla
said after LA, after he won his last championship with LA, LeBron doesn't care anymore.
The Mickey Mouse ring, what they call it.
Oh, the bubblegum ring?
Yeah. I even said last year, I was like, bro, if he don't win, when I'm talking about last year, if he didn't win that like back then, I'm like, bro, that shit over, dog.
So it's over?
He's not winning no more. He getting older, dog. The team, look at the team now. He winning with that shit? No. That team is constructed horribly.
They would have to play. AD would have to play out of his mind.
He had to play like he's the better player, like he was supposed to. He played great in the bubble. Dog.
Think about
AD would have to play out of his mind. That's the only.
And you think he's gonna do that coming off of sprained MCL?
I don't think so. But I'm just that's what
I know. You're saying like hypothetically, like bro, that shit is over. It's over, dog. At this point, LeBron trying to get that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar record. Ain't trying to stay in long enough to play with Bronny.
LeBron got two more seasons.
He need to get off the Lakers, though. He can go somewhere else with that shit. Go to the back to the Cavs or something, bro. Get off my team.
Hell no, he ain't going back to the
Get off my team so we can start rebuilding. Because now all you doing right now is just holding up the rebuild.
He going to go to Philly.
Get off my team.
Get so off we can start rebuilding.
I can see LeBron in Philly.
I know. He's not. Yeah, he's staying in L.A. He going to retire in L.A.
Damn.
It is what it is.
Yeah, this is true.
Just got to eat it at this point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, everybody keeps saying we're going to try and make a trade. I'm like, how? If we make a trade, I'll be amazed. Not even joking.
I'm going to make a small trade.
That's not going to do shit. Probably clear.
Melo ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, Melo ain't going nowhere.
I'm going to feel some
Can we sign him for a minimum contract anyway? Like, yeah. There's no point in even moving him.
If he go, then there's a rift in the friendship or in the brotherhood. Right.
Yo, I'm really about to lose this parlay off of one.
Talk about it. Talk about what happened.
Fed up. This man just tossed his phone across the room.
Yep. I'm losing my parlay off of one because Mikal Bridges couldn't hit a fucking 2 threes.
How many he got? One?
He has zero.
Oh.
He needed 1.5.
How much time is left?
It's over.
Oh, that was this game?
Yes. I literally hit everything.
What was the other ones?
I'm about to say on my phone.
Chris Paul. Della, you gotta have to walk to the table, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, my man's upset, so I'm gonna speak for him. We got Chris Paul for 8 assists. Phoenix Suns, 2-point spread. Mikal Bridges to score over 10.5. Jay Crowder over 9.5. Chris Paul over 13.5 points, and Devin Booker over 24.5 points. Everybody hit, except for Mikal Bridges on them threes.
Tell me how much
is it? $10 would have got him $646.
That's rough.
We understand your frustration now.
When this last is
the
time
second
you hit?
Time, like, I don't be hitting because of bullshit like this because I lose by one.
You know what you should do? Next time, do less than you, when you like.
You know what's funny? I added the Mikal Bridges one, too.
When you put all your shit together, look at it and take one away next time. Look at it and take one away. When you're about to place your bets, look at them and be like, okay.
Bro, that's the one I added last.
So next time, look at your list and take one away. Trust me.
I got greedy.
It's okay, greedy, got it. It happens.
God damn.
Some bullshit.
It's okay, man. Would you like to close the episode, Javon?
Yeah.
That's it? Where we at? What time we at?
55 minutes.
Let's get out of here.
Agreed.
Let's get out
of here. One of y'all close.
And the weather kind of nasty.
Hey, exactly.
Before we do get up out of here.
Oh, there's something I need to say, though.
So,
go ahead,
look, man, I got a playlist that's out now. I'll name this playlist later, part 5.
Uh-huh.
Pretty fine. shuffle, play, whichever how you want to go through it.
Yep. Is it Jai? Is it Jai Tough?
Jai Dope.
Dope. Whatever y'all talk. Jai Dope.
It's a fire playlist.
Okay. I haven't heard it in a long time. That's what
I know. Yeah, about. I haven't heard Jai like, you know.
Probably like 8 years, 9 years.
He Jai like, shit. But anyway.
But yeah, check that out, man. Volume 5.
Yeah, man, hit that play, hit that shuffle. Whatever you do when you listen to music.
Light a candle with it, preferably.
Come on, man.
If you're in that type
perfect
of mood.
Perfect for that.
I don't know if this playlist is like that, though.
It's cool for, you know, you might be snowing in the crib or you might just be in the crib. Just start your day with it.
Okay.
You want to start the right way? Hit that playlist. Link in the description, as always. Or with all his other playlists as well. Yeah, bro. Crazy. Dangerous Waters. Wow. I do also want to say RIP to Lucy Harris, which was the first and only woman to ever actually be drafted in the NBA. She was in the NBA by the Utah Jazz, like in the 7th round.
She never
played because she was pregnant. But she's actually a GOAT though. Like, she went 3 times with Delta State to the championship. This was when she played with Pat Summitt. I forgot who else.
Oh, wow.
So she's, like, legitimately a legend. She played in the first inaugural game for the women's Olympic team and scored the first bucket. Damn. She just had a documentary or, like, a movie come out. It's like, The Queen of Basketball. I think it's on Netflix. So if y'all ain't doing nothing, as we talked about Snowden or whatnot, and y'all want to see some history or whatnot of, like, a really dope black woman in the world, check it out. So that was the only thing I just wanted to add. One of y'all fellas, take us home, man.
Beanies for sale. Link in the description.
Bean pies.
Top line, man. We talking about this weather. We talking about the snow. We talking about it being cold. Go pick you up a beanie, man. Check out the new website we created.
Having a beanie on definitely helps when it's cold outside.
I ain't take it off yet.
Hey, that sounded
Look at the cool ratings. Thing. The ratings are through the roof. The reviews.
Nah, but for real. Keep your head warm, we'll keep your body warm. Or in some ways, you know what I'm saying? So definitely invest in one, people.
Yeah. Show your support, man. Hit the
link.
And
they look good, man.
For sure.
Top reason.
I don't know if you got a big head, but overall they look good.
If you do, you just roll it down a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, cover that little extra forehead up.
Nah, man.
But yeah, we about to get out of here, guys. Y'all stay safe. These roses treacherous out here.
Treacherous. This man always come with the college.
He gave you one. He gave you one episode.
That was okay. I'll take that. That was modest.
That's not an everybody vocabulary. Treacherous. We know what it means.
I think it's because you say. I've heard you say it more than once.
Like, okay,
You've said that word before.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't just randomly throw it out. So for you, it's not a big deal.
I don't hear that word every day. That's the first time I heard that word this week. So.
Okay. Well. Either way, it's sleeting and icy out there. Well, not quite yet, but it's about to be freezing and stuff. So y'all be safe.
By the time you're hearing this.
Yeah, so stay safe out there. If you ain't got to
sleep.
Stop it. Get some help.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry, guys. I was about to wish y'all safety, but we got to go now. So I'm playing. But no, y'all stay safe for real. If you ain't got to leave the house, don't. But if you feel like it, be careful, man.
Please.
That part.
Shout out to 150 of them things.
Stay in. Yes, stay warm. Stay close to, you know, some warm body.
Man, wrap it up then. he get his shit off.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah. Stay close to a little warm body. You know what I'm saying?
Just you got something coming through for the week?
Ah, shit. I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just talking shit.
I don't think so.
Yeah. What's that picture of Uncle Phil? Yeah, like,
we can cut that.
Right, whatever. All right.
Bye. Peace.
We out. Yes, sir.